So we've just been to the Science Museum in London, and in search of Brian Cox, because as everyone knows, he lives in a secret lair below the Science Museum.
Except he doesn't, because that's where the kids' play area is.
We discovered the basement. We went down there to look for some fantastic Google Chrome experiments, but discovered that it was actually just full of kids and smelling slightly of wee.
There was a creche.
And there was a creche. So we went upstairs, and of the three floors, we went straight to the future floor, which is the third floor, because that's the most interesting one to us, and it was pretty sparse, wasn't it?
It turns out the future is very disappointing.
The future doesn't really look very exciting. A bunch of big tables with interactive stuff that's quite slow, and then it's obviously designed just for large school parties to interact and stuff. Then we went down to the second floor, and again there was more bits and pieces, but just mainly large interactive screens. It's all well laid out, and the software is smooth and full of information, but I just got tired looking.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit fatigued now. The third floor, I don't know, the future floor was a bit disappointing. There were about three different things that give you a wee 5-minute presentation on the weather, and then you got to play with it, and then it was done and started teaching you stuff again. It was
So maybe obviously the primary purpose of the place is education of children.
Boring.
So we went down to the next floor down and the next floor down, but basically the best floor for us was
the first floor.
The first floor, when you walk in and you see a rocket hanging from the ceiling.
Yep, there's a couple of rockets, a couple of satellites, then you get to the moon lander.
Oh, wow. And I think the most impressive thing was that you look at it and you think, what, a bunch of guys went up to the moon in that, and it's just a very small hunk of metal.
Some tinfoil around the bottom.
Yeah, very impressive though, very impressive. And also there's a thing that looks like it was in the James Bond film with an opening up nose that satellites used to come out of.
Moonraker.
So, we haven't found Brian Cox yet, but we are now heading to the Natural History Museum, where he might actually secretly be hiding, because everyone would expect him to be in the Science Museum.
Now.
A decoy.
I feel silly.
Misdirection. So we're heading there now.
Yes. We'll let you know how we get on.
Bye.